It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hello, and welcome to the number 6 episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And Dante.
So today, we're going to talk about a character that I have barely any experience with. We're going to be talking about Kirby. Super exciting. If you did not know, we're going to start out with the show with the way we are going to start doing every show. We're going to do the trivia right out the gate.
Yeah, show how much of a failure I am.
Just so we don't... See, I was worried that we're going to bring up something in the history part that might help you in the trivia part.
Oh, okay.
So...
All right.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Number one. Kirby's Adventure Wii had its roots in a canceled title, which was announced in 2005. Nintendo announced a traditional Kirby game for the GameCube at E3 2005 and released a plethora of screenshots. What game was it originally? So basically, what did they show at E3 2005?
Oh, I remember they showed a four-player Kirby game.
They did, yeah.
Which basically turned into Kirby's Return to Dream Land.
Right.
But I don't know what it was before that.
I'll give it to you. It was actually originally GameCube Return to Dreamland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're fine. You didn't do bad.
Okay.
Number two.
This is the first time I've ever got question one right, so I'm on a roll.
Yeah, well, I'm actually pretty happy for you. Number two, Master Hand and Crazy Hand, antagonists from the Super Smash Bros. Games, appear as mini-bosses in what Kirby game?
Kirby Squeak Squad. Squeak Squad.
Kirby and the Amazing Mirror.
Okay.
Which is actually the game I have in my hand.
Okay.
Sorry. Number three. Hmm. When unmasked, what does Meta Knight look like?
He looks like a black Kirby.
So they are the same...
I don't know.
Species. So
okay, yeah.
But I'll give it to you. Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, this is it. This is it today.
Number four. Miyamoto originally wanted Kirby to be what color?
Yellow.
Wow. Look at you. That's correct.
And yellow's my favorite Kirby.
Oh, really? Do you play as him when you do, like... Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like yellow.
Number five. Interestingly, when the first Kirby game, Kirby's Dream Land, was released in the West, the final color of Kirby hadn't been decided. So, on the packaging, what color was he?
White.
That's correct. So what do you got? What do you got?
I'm 5 out of 6.
Four out of five? Okay. Number six. Kirby's signature copy ability was introduced in what game?
Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, that's correct. Which is number...
2.
Right. You're all over the place. Look at you.
What prize do I get for getting an A?
Well, you didn't get 100. You gotta get 100. Number 7. Who voiced the incompetent antagonist King Dedede in Kirby 64 and Super Smash Bros. Brawl?
Who voiced him?
Uh-huh.
That's a fail.
Okay.
I've never thought about that.
It was actually Sakurai, the creator of the Kirby series.
Of course.
Yeah. Number 8. Across all the Kirby games, Kirby has over 90 different copy abilities, including the mix abilities he can gain from combining two, like in Squeak Squad and 64. So, Super Smash Bros. Franchise, how many does he have? So obviously not as many, not the whole 90. So think about it.
He has...
you can say over blank.
It's over 40.
All right, that's what we have. Over 40.
I know it's over 40 just because of the roster and Brawl, but then you have to take account melee characters that are missing.
Right. Well, that's correct. Over 40. Wow. That's pretty
including good. His own abilities.
So I only got two wrong. Somebody cheated.
Hurts.
Alright, so number 9. The difference between the American and Japanese box art in Kirby games, besides language, is what?
He frowns in one and smiles in the other.
Yeah, that's correct. Feel like this leaked.
You haven't even been around me for the past few days.
That's true. You have been away. Number 10. During development, Kirby was known as?
I do know this. I don't know. As soon as you say it, it's going to like just... Go ahead and hit me with it.
Okay. Twinkle Popopa.
Yes.
It's too bad.
I know.
70%. That's not an A.
That's definitely not a C effort.
That's too bad. All right, so let's just get into it, just so you know what the Liquid Gamer Podcast is. We talk about video game icons, so we've done episodes on Mega Man, Mario, Sonic, of course, and today we're doing Kirby.
Yes.
So if you did not know, Kirby is a created by HAL Laboratory and Nintendo. The designer, Masahiro Sakurai, which I mentioned earlier, was the the main go-to for it. There was, like, I remember when, I read a lot of stuff as far as, like, when it was first created. Like, they had the box art, and they had their name, which was the Twinkle Popopo. But they kind of just put a filler in for everything. It was just a blob.
Right, right.
And they liked the way it looked so much that they actually made the blob the character.
Right.
Which I thought was a neat little genius story behind the creation. I mean, it was literally just a blob.
Yeah.
That they made adorable. Even though in the U.S., he's always pissed off.
He's always...
He really is. So he's categorized as a small pink ball, a citizen of Dreamland, and the planet Popstar.
Popstar, yes. Yeah.
He's been in over 20 games since his creation in 1992, which is pretty good. I mean, being an exclusive character, you don't have a lot of titles usually, unless you just slap your name on it like Mario.
Right.
So,
what impresses me though about Kirby is, as we're going to go through the episode today, we'll see how consistent his game releases have been and how plentiful they are.
Hmm.
But it doesn't ever feel like he's a main Nintendo icon.
Yeah, that's true.
It just doesn't feel that way.
So when you think about Nintendo, a lot of people, first you go to the Mario Brothers.
Right.
But typically you go to Link with Legend of Zelda, and then you kind of go to Samus with Metroid.
Right.
That's kind of the tiers.
Exactly.
Kirby's never really on that list. I think it's, but I think a lot of his, I'm not going to say disrespect, but a lot of his lack of being in the spotlight is because he's so handheld.
Yeah. Well, but that's still ironic because Nintendo's best-selling hardware has always been their
handhelds.
It's just weird. I don't. It's almost like he plays a second fiddle to Mario. But I've always felt like Kirby's platforming, as far as a genre, even though he kind of branches out all over the place, is a little more intuitive than Mario, to me.
Well, I mean, even his powers are better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like,
Mario's never been able to have two abilities mixed.
Not at the same time. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, Kirby's definitely no slouch. I mean, he's, you know, like you said, he's been around since 92, so.
That's I mean, he's a lot younger than Mario as well.
Yeah.
And even younger than Samus and Link.
I just think it's kind of unfortunate that, you know, HAL Laboratories, they do such a good job with this icon character.
Mm-hmm.
But you never feel like, you know, Kirby's a system seller. A lot
True.
Of times, they, you know, you hear a Kirby game, you're like, oh, okay, it's coming out. I'll get it.
Right.
But Mario's like, oh, hey, stop day everything. One. Mario's coming.
Yeah, it's a day one kind of game. So. Where Kirby, it'll be on sale.
Yeah.
But that's just, that's too bad. That's too bad. Because they really are fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially platforming.
I find every Kirby game to be more challenging than any Mario game. In terms of the objectives that are in the game.
So if you do not know his abilities, which started in Kirby's Adventure, mm-hmm. He could swallow, in essence, or absorb.
Very violent.
Kind of. Like that wind gasp thing. And then when you press down, you get you have the copy of the ability that you just engulfed.
Correct.
Which was a really cool concept. I mean, like, it kind of reminds me kind of when we did the Mega Man episode, you get the power after you beat the boss kind of
right.
thing. And this is kind of...
This is a step farther than that.
Yeah, because there could be multiple types of enemies in a level.
Right.
And they could just switch back and forth. What else?
So let's do the first game, 92,
okay.
Dream Land.
Kirby's Dream Land. He was much fatter.
Much fatter.
He wasn't as cute.
I'll
tell you that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, you kind of talked about the development of Kirby. I think it definitely shows in the first game. It was almost like... And I think it's interesting that they chose to debut a game like that on the Game Boy. Because I would imagine the concept that they had behind Kirby and what they wanted to do would have definitely fit the NES more than it did Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mario hit NES before it came to Game Boy.
Right.
It was kind of interesting. But the Dream Land for Game Boy had four levels. They were very short. It wasn't very hard. As you said, there was no copy ability. So you were inhaling people and then spitting them out.
I mean, it was more... Because, you know, he can fly, sort of. Like,
yeah.
Fills his body with air and flaps his little hand things.
Right.
But there was more of that than...
That was pretty much it for that game, though. It didn't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you compare that to a Mario, and you just kind of... It just felt lackluster. Like,
okay.
I went back and played it, and I just was like, I don't see how this got a second game at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we moved to 93 a year later, and you have Kirby's Adventure. And even to this day, I've, you know, replayed it on the Virtual Console.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mind-blowing NES game. Like you said, we talked about Mega Man, how at the end of the boss you're collecting his powers, so you have 8 powers, but I think there's over 25 powers in that game.
Right.
Somewhere around 65 levels, and it had even a hub world. Like, all of that was unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
No game had a hub world. You think, you know, I guess, I'm not sure if Super Mario Bros. 3 came out before that or not, but it's a beautiful NES game. The sad part about it was that it came out at the end of the NES life cycle, so a lot of people didn't get to play it.
Right.
But
it is available now.
It is.
Virtual Console.
It's one of my favorite NES games. Definitely my top 5 Kirby games still.
Hmm.
Just from the perspective of challenge, because, you know, if you get somebody's ability but you get hit, you would lose it. You have to chase it down. It would, like, float around on the stage as a star. You got to go get it to get it back. Plus, there was a lot of fun in experimenting, like, what ability am I going to get from sucking in this person? So you spend a lot of the game just like, oh, this guy looks cool, let me inhale.
Right.
And then you, like, turn into a wheel and, like, you just plow through a bunch of people. So it was definitely interesting. I'm sure it probably pushed the NES to all its of its limits.
Yeah.
So.
But one of the reasons, I mean, you know, just from talking about the first two games, you can kind of see why Kirby's not at the same level as Mario.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his first outing was weak.
Yeah.
And then his second outing was on a dying system.
Right.
So, bad timing.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like he's always been the victim of poor marketing and bad timing.
That's true. He has never been marketed properly.
Yeah. So.
So after that, on the Game Boy, we had Kirby's Pinball Land.
I hate pinball games.
I know you do.
Yep.
But he fits so well. Sonic and Kirby.
It's true.
Fit very well into pinball worlds.
They do.
But I mean, you have to understand, we were at a point where, like, so many pinball games were coming out. There was pinball game after pinball game.
Yeah, there was.
There really was. So he just was really just following with the curve, just like Mario follows with the curve of other things as well.
But I think that's what's cool about Kirby, though, is, like I said earlier, we'll see through some of the games, is he can do a thing like Pinball Land.
Mm-hmm.
Mario doesn't make sense to have a pinball game.
I know
they did that. Just I know you like it, but it just
I love every pinball game on the Game Boy Advance.
Mm.
The flippers work well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
That's why it's the controls, yeah.
But, you know, Pokemon Pinball, I know people like that too. I don't understand it. I don't have the pinball flair. Maybe I didn't grow up in that pinball arcade era. I don't know.
No, that could be it.
But no, I think it's cool that Kirby, you know, because he's a ball, he can do all kind of things. He can be in a pinball land.
Right.
So.
No, I think it fits perfectly. 1994, so, I mean, as we said, how consistent his games are, mm-hmm. 92, 93, 94.
Right.
Which we, you know, the shows that we've covered previously, it wasn't like that.
Right.
There was always hiatus. So 94, Kirby's Dream Course. Mm-hmm. Did you play that?
Love it.
What is it?
It is golf, basically. But Kirby's a ball, and
who hits him?
You hit him. So you have to, you know, there's like a hole or a hole to knock the ball into, and you have to bounce him off a wall. Sometimes you have to, like, pop him in the air. A lot of physics based to it, because you can even apply a spin where you can come backwards or go forward or sideways. He has his abilities in there, so, like, you say if you get the umbrella, you pop him in the air, you use the umbrella, and then you flip to where you need to go. It was very interesting, though. I think it's interesting looking at this list that it was the first debut on the Super Nintendo for Kirby.
That is kind of weird.
So, but it's a good game. There's a big following for it, especially from the multiplayer aspect. First multiplayer game for Kirby, where the yellow Kirby was introduced.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
And then after that, you had Kirby's Avalanche, was a Puyo Pop. Is that how you say it? Puyo Pop? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Puyo Pop? No.
I'm not really into it.
No. It's interesting. I like it.
Well, explain.
I don't even really know how to explain it. I think we talked about this with Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine on our Sonic episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you compare it to Tetris. It's not Tetris, but you're lining up beans,
mm-hmm.
I believe they are. With the same color, matching four, and they disappear. I think at that time, like you were saying with the pinball, we just had a plethora of games that were following Puyo Pop.
Yeah, we did.
But there's nothing unique or special to it. It's just Kirby theme. So.
Yeah. So now, that's another poor marketing as far mm-hmm. as Kirby is involved.
Right.
Because, you know, the first time he's on the first time he's on the Super Nintendo is a golf game, and then a year later you get a Tetris game, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then we really don't see, I mean, I guess Kirby's Dream Land 2 on the Game Boy would be the closest to a real canon Kirby game.
Yeah. And Dream Land 2 actually surprised me. I played it on the 3DS Virtual Console. Big jump. And I'm kind of surprised that the Game Boy was able to do some of these things. They had more levels, but it introduced his friends the different pets that he can, I guess, he can ride, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they even added an element of mixture to his ability. So if you had an umbrella or a stone, if you jumped on the owl would do different things with the stone than the hamster or through the bird. So that was kind of interesting, too. And it was the first one to have color for the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not much color palette on the Game Boy Color, but
true,
some nonetheless.
Which is what we wanted.
Right.
But you're right, it wasn't not near what they are now, right. Obviously.
That was crazy back then, though.
Yeah. So. Kirby's Block Ball?
Never played it.
I mean, it's Breakout. I mean, it's not like it's... It's non-canon. It's one of those casual filler games.
Mm.
Then we had Kirby Superstar on the Super Nintendo.
Favorite Kirby ever.
Wow.
Yes. And, rightfully so, it included 7 Kirby games in one.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was a beautiful remake of Kirby's Dream Land. So, it expanded on the multiplayer where player 2... so if Kirby had an ability such as the wheel, player 2 could turn into the wheel and it was co-op with Kirby. So then Kirby could jump on the wheel and ride the wheel, or you could turn into Knuckle Joe. So you got to turn into, player 2 got to be some of the enemies, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in Superstar, with one ability, you had several attacks with that ability.
Right, as opposed to this power equals its attack. Yeah.
Right. And that, even that was really awesome because it added more to the, okay, I want to know what all I can do with the rock, what all I can do with the laser, the beam.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing about that game was the amount of content in it where it offered you, I mean, I say 7 games, but they're really combined into one big game. But you had games like Dino Blade, which was kind of have his own story arc where he's trying to save Dreamland, of course, from a big giant bird, Metal Bird. Then there's the sequel to it, which is Revenge Against Meta Knight. But the best game on there, I think most fans will agree, was the Great Cave. Wow, I can't believe I forget the name of it. But you're essentially finding treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 50 different treasures to find, but they all the treasures are various Nintendo-themed games. So you like find Samus's helmet, Mario's coin. There's even some third-party little nuggets thrown in there. So finally the game that the Super Nintendo deserved to have is the big thing about it.
So after that, I think the game had some success because we saw Dream Land 3 come out the same year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the first, you know, Dream Land part of the series that was on the Super.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big deal.
Unfortunately, Dream Land 3, I didn't get to play on my Super Nintendo, but through Virtual Console, I've come to appreciate it a lot more and realize that it is a very, very well-made game. The art style is all hand-drawn, mm-hmm. so it was very different. I think that turned a lot of people off, but the level design is so much more involved compared to Superstar. It brought back the Kirby friends, more abilities, much, much, much harder challenges in terms of collectibles. But again, it was the victim of releasing when the Super Nintendo was dying.
Right.
So it's another game that is highly rated, but it's not played by most people.
Hmm. Poor Kirby.
Yeah.
So let's go to 1999, which I think gave Kirby a little bit more just due,
mm-hmm.
Which was Super Smash Brothers.
Yes.
So all this time, you know, it's funny because I played Kirby's Dream Land, and then I played Kirby's Adventure, but I didn't play anything Kirby because mm-hmm. I wasn't like...
Yeah, it's understandable.
Crazily impressed or something.
Right.
But in 1999, it's when Smash Brothers came out that you're like, oh, I totally forgot about
exactly
this character.
Exactly. There's a lot of characters like that in that game.
There
like,
are.
I didn't know about Ness.
Yeah, Captain Ness Falcon. Is a big deal.
You know, even Star Fox at that time, like, okay, there was a game, but it's like...
Oh, yeah.
I get to be Fox McCloud. So, yeah, like Kirby, it was almost like, hey, Kirby is, you know, that's a small roster on that in that game. So the fact that Kirby is one of the eight, or really one of the 12, you know, despite the fact that we've only really talked about four real Kirby games, if you will, as far as being platformers, it's interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, if anything, like, NAS has earned it with Earthbound. Star Fox is kind of on the same cusp as Kirby.
Yeah, just huge.
Right. But still, it was good to see him in the limelight.
Right.
I mean, it's an easy choice as well when you're playing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only do you have the ability to kind of, like, drift out of frame, but if you have a power you like of someone's, odds are you can have it.
Yeah, right.
So, if anything, it's, I don't know, it's not necessarily a cheat, but I mean, like, he's pretty much everybody.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a disadvantage and
advantage
to it, but no, it's definitely like, hey, I got your power, so you're not really any better than me other than maybe some of your other attacks, but even to this day, it's still like that.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm excited to see him in the new one as well.
Yes.
So after Super Smash Bros., we had Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
I've got mixed feelings about this game, even still. I really like the mixture of abilities.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that was the big thing about it, was mix.
It's really well thought out. Some of them are extra lame. Mm. Like, for example, if you take fire and you mix it with ice, you turn into an ice cube that melts, so you don't do anything. Dumb. If you get electricity and ice, you turn into a refrigerator that spits out food. Not really that cool. But
I remember the refrigerator.
Yeah, all the other abilities are really cool. I didn't like the pace of the game because Kirby moved really, really slow.
I agree.
The levels, I thought, the appeal, the look to the game is interesting. It's kind of the 3D, 2D polygon look where it feels like you're in 3D, but you're really not. But it's hard for me to like love that game because it's just missing something. The bosses, the game's easy. Like, there's no difficulty to
it. It's slow and easy.
Slow and easy. The collectibles and puzzles are kind of grinding, but it's not a top Kirby game for me. It's just fun. And I wish they would bring back that, you know, mixture, that power mixture. Especially now with all the new abilities we've seen.
Right.
But, I don't know.
Well, a lot of people like
Kirby
64.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Alright, so after that, 2001, we saw the Game Boy Color release of Tilt and Tumble.
Didn't have the fortune of playing it.
It's like Plinko-y, except long levels of falling. It wasn't. I mean, it's not canon. It's not like it mattered.
Yeah.
And then we had, of course, Super Smash Bros. Melee. So that was his introduction on GameCube, was in a multi-character game.
It was a lot of people's introduction.
That's true. So Melee is one of my favorite Super Smash Bros. Games.
You're a Melee-ist.
I am. To be honest, I guess, I don't know, I probably played... I liked Falcon and Kirby. Mm-hmm. So
Kirby's kind of weak in there, though.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as somebody's playing as Samus Aran, I'll be fine.
That's true. That is true. That actually is very true. Yeah, his hammer ability and just like all his attacks, they nerfed him too much for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like any of it.
I won't disagree. It depends. Like, if I'm playing defensively, I would be Kirby, just because he can just kind of drift. But depend. If I'm playing aggressively, I don't know, I'd probably play as Link.
I'm sure he's probably bottom tier for tournament players.
No, he is. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's really just, in a way, you just kind of like hide.
Damn.
Like, you drift off far enough that you can get back, but they can't get you.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. 2002 Game Boy Advanced Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland.
The remake to Kirby's Adventure. I liked it just because of how much I liked Kirby's Adventure. It was nice to see it redone. I later found out, which I'm kind of ashamed that I never did it, that once you beat the game, you can go back and play as Meta Knight through the game.
How's that?
I don't know. I need to accomplish that in my life.
Okay.
So I need to play as Meta Knight.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Wonder what he does.
I think he has the sword ability dedicated, but he can do other things too.
Okay. So, he can.
Like fly.
Copy though.
No, he can't copy, but he always has a sword. So, I don't know.
I will look into that. I can easily find Nightmare in Dreamland to play.
Yes, you can.
2003, Kirby's Air Ride. So basically, you know, with the success of karting games and other kind of kart driving fun games, Kirby got his own little cruising game.
Yeah, cruising is appropriate. Yeah.
There's not a lot of actual playing. Kirby's Air Ride, GameCube. What do you think?
Did not like it. Tried so hard to like it. It was impossible.
He's really pissed on the cover.
He is very.
Do you know why we do that?
Because we're Americans.
But do you know why Nintendo of America does it?
I think they feel like he won't sell if he's always happy or something like that. Yeah.
Because Americans.
Same thing with Link, too.
Yeah. Like everybody mad.
Mario's never mad, though.
No. He's simple. Yeah, he's a simple man, though.
Yeah. And Donkey Kong's always just. Really? But, no, I think this was a game that was only fun when you played with people.
I agree. I don't think I've ever played without.
Well, I'd never had anyone to play with, so.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, it was more so who wants to play Kirby Air Ride, or who wants to play Smash Bros. Melee, or any of the Mario parties. Yeah, nobody wants to play Air Ride.
It's too bad. That's probably the second game I played with my wife. That's how long we've been together.
Yeah, I should have played a different game.
No, we played Colosseum, Air Ride, and Smash.
Okay.
That's what we did. So now a game that you're not a fan of.
Nope.
And neither is the gaming public.
No.
2004 Kirby and the Amazing Mirror.
They try to do something different and give you what I guess they would consider an open world, an open platform world, with a bunch of mirrors that you go in and out of through worlds. But it's a weird concept because you easily get confused of what you need to do next. And once you do realize what you should be doing, you then have to backtrack through a bunch of levels to get to where you need to be. But to add to that confusion, as if that wasn't enough, they have four Kirbys in the game.
Right.
Which, granted, if you're playing with four people with the link cable, which was tremendously tedious back then.
Why? I like the link cable.
Linking up with four people and sitting there playing. No, that's just not very practical. Right. Maybe we're spoiled today with wireless technology. But when you're playing by yourself.
I'm playing by myself right now.
Those Kirbys are pointless.
He just opened the gate for me to get in the level. Because somebody needs to stand on that.
Yeah, if you call him over there.
Yeah.
But you run out of calling power. It's just not fun.
Are you upset because there's no yellow? It's orange.
I did think that was silly, but the open worldness of it really does it in.
That's true. Because, I mean, like, once I just went through two mirrors. When you get there, you're like, oh, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. So you go back and go to, like, the other mirror a little bit further backward in the level.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be kind of, it's supposed to have that element of, oh, you got me.
It doesn't work for a platform.
It's more like a maze, like a maze.
No. I don't want to play a platform maze.
That's what it is.
No.
Platform maze.
Sorry. It wouldn't work for Sonic, Mario, or anybody. It doesn't work.
Well, anyway, now let's get to your favorite. One of your favorite
games. It is, yes.
2005, Kirby Canvas Curse. I have not played.
Probably.
I honestly have not played anything up until Epic Yarn.
So sad. But Canvas Curse is honestly one of the most original games Nintendo's ever made. And what's even more surprising is that it was a launch window DS game. So, which was a first for Kirby. Because I always was like, throw me in on the dying system. But in this game, he's completely a ball. And you're using the stylus to draw where he needs to go. And you're doing things like drawing loops, which speed him up. He still has his copy ability, so when he runs, when he plows into an enemy, he can then get a beam that opens up other areas of the course, different things like that. But it's hard to really talk about the game, like experiencing it and seeing it and just seeing the innovation of the, I don't even know what you would call it, but just the, I guess, the ball system, because it's really just rolling around. It really, really works. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe it's the highest rated Kirby game, Metacritic-wise.
Hmm.
And it's funny that we're doing this episode today, because they just announced, I think you would call it a spiritual successor to it for the Wii U, Kirby's Rainbow Course, which is going to do the exact same thing for the Wii U.
Hmm.
So you're using the stylus to draw where he needs to go.
Sounds weak.
No. You should definitely try it. You definitely deserve to try it. I guess you don't have an R4, so
no.
But I think it will eventually end up being a Wii U Virtual Console release.
That would make sense.
So
with the touchpad,
right? But it's definitely original. I have nothing bad to say about the game.
Wow, you really love yourself some Curse. Alright, so after 2005, next year after that, we got Kirby Squeak Squad. Is this one of the hamsters on the cover?
I think they're rats.
What?
I think they're rats.
No, they're like guinea pigs or something.
No, they're rats.
Squeak. Ew.
They're rats. Yeah, they're rats. They're definitely rats.
His friends?
Well, the Squeak Squad is rats.
Oh, well, I know, but, like, what? Are, like, his friends, are, those are hamsters.
Yeah, but they're not in it.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not in it.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the box art.
Squeak Squad was a traditional 2D platform with a ability. Well, the thing I like about this game is kind of weird, but Kirby can store powers in his belly.
Mm.
And then the bottom screen on the DS, you can pick which ability you want to use.
It takes away the whole...
Yes and no. You only get the whole five.
That's a lot.
It's cool, though, because there's a lot of abilities in it. In the Squeak Squad, in every level, you have three or two treasures you need to find. The last one a member of the Squeak Squad has, you need to take it from him and get to the end of the level before he catches you.
Hmm.
So at the end of every level, you kind of have a race/battle going on, which made it interesting. And there was a lot of unlockables for it, like in the treasure boxes, like you change Kirby's color. Let's see, there you eventually open up new worlds, new levels. So it's just a good, solid platformer. Doesn't do anything tremendously crazy, but this was the first 2D DS Kirby.
Hmm.
So
actually, 2007 took a year off, and then we didn't see anything until September 2008.
Yes, that's true.
With Kirby Superstar Ultra.
Which even that is just a repackaging of Kirby Superstar, which I completely passed on.
Oh, yeah.
But we did have Brawl that year.
We did have Brawl as well. You like Brawl.
Yes.
You're a brawler.
I'm a brawler.
I'm a melee-er.
I like all Smash Brothers, though.
Well, I think we both do.
But yes, Brawl brought us Meta Knight and Day-Day-Day to be playable for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Sakurai making his characters prominent in his game.
I liked playing as Meta Knight.
I'm sure everybody did.
Why?
Which is why he's officially banned in tournaments.
Oh.
He's the only character in any fighting game to ever be banned. He's not allowed to be used.
Why?
Because he's overpowered and he has priority over everybody's attacks. All his attacks have priority over everybody's attack.
He's Meta Knight.
I guess, sure. But Day-Day-Day is also,
slow.
In a tournament scene, he's very high tier.
Really?
Yes. I've actually started using him against my friends, and they hate me now. They all joked and made laughs. you're going to be day-day-day? Nah, nah, nah. I am. No, but that was the first Smash Brothers with the three characters from Kirby Universe. The three main characters.
Right.
Let's see. Nothing else really to that. One thing I did notice about that game, though, because it was the first Smash Brothers with a story mode. The story mode was very heavily involved with Kirby and King Dedede.
Yeah, it was. I do.
Good old Sakurai, right?
Well.
Yeah, his game, I guess.
It is. Do that.
So. But, yeah. So. What else?
Well, after that, we had Epic Yarn on the Wii.
Hate it.
What?
Yeah.
Hate's a strong word.
Okay, hate is a strong word.
Especially to use against Kirby.
Strongly dislike.
What did you not like about it?
I don't like not having consequences. So I don't like that I cannot die.
Okay.
I don't care about losing my jewels. I just don't like the game. I know I'm alienating a lot of people right now, but it's just not a Kirby game. Which I know, because it's really, it was never supposed to be. It was a Prince Fluff game,
right.
Turned Kirby. But my wife likes it because she can't get hurt.
But, I mean, you had to appreciate at least the art style.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. The art style.
Conceptually with separate worlds that are undone through fabrics.
Yes.
I mean...
Great.
To unstitch the... I mean, it's just... It was very smart. And it was well done for the Wii.
So here's the thing. If that was Prince Fluff and not Kirby, would you have probably played that game?
I would have not. Exactly. I wouldn't have picked it up.
Exactly. You wouldn't even...
It might have not made it past... You know. It might not have made it into stores in the U.S.
And I'm sure Nintendo knew that.
Yeah. You don't like the way it looks?
No, I love the way it looks.
Oh, okay.
I love the music, like the orchestra, the piano.
The music is good.
Music is really good. Mm-hmm. The innovation and ideas behind it is all great. I don't like that it's Kirby.
Okay.
Because that's not what Kirby does. I don't like
Kirby.
But
nobody would have played it if it wasn't Kirby.
I completely understand. That's why it's kind of like a, I don't know, a conundrum maybe.
Hmm.
Just not going to ever be on my top five list ever.
Well, I don't say it's in top five.
Some people, it's the best Kirby ever.
It's a good game. It's just not the most Kirby-ish.
It's not. There's no. It's Dreamland. There's no copyability.
So?
How
long did you play it, though?
I got to at least World 5 or 6. Because my wife wanted to play it all the time. Because she likes not having to... worry about getting hurt either.
Right, or do anything. You're just going to move around.
Let's make it easier than Kirby 64, why don't we?
They did. 2011, Kirby Mass Attack on Nintendo DS.
Hated that too.
Why?
Because it's Kirby not copying people again.
Yeah.
And you're flinging multiple Kirbys on enemies. Don't like it.
What about Kirby's Return to Dream Land for the Wii?
Love it.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's 2D copying Kirby.
Right.
So, but the multiplayer is really good in that game, too. Like you tried to expose in the quiz that you didn't think I would know.
Yeah, I don't know where you got it.
What?
I'm going to have to get a different source next time.
The use of the four-player co-op, where everybody had different abilities and could work together without really interfering with each other, unlike New Super Mario Brothers, was terrific. So, a lot of levels to it. It was nice to see finally, like the I'm going to use this word loosely, the power of the Wii bring Kirby games to, you know, its full.
Who's your favorite boss in a Kirby
Krakow
game?
The eyeball cloud.
What is the boss that you always fight?
Wispy.
Yeah.
The tree?
The tree.
The Wispy.
Well, no, it's not that I like it.
Okay.
It's just I look forward to that first... It's usually first level stuff, but I always look forward to it because it's so... lame.
Okay.
Like, it's...
It is. However, that I'm glad you brought that up, though, because the Return to Dreamland finally, like, made the bosses a little more interesting.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, because of Wispy in that game.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he gets pissed off halfway through and just, like, starts... What does he do? He starts, like, trampling through the level or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty... It was really good.
It was good. It was a good change of pace. Like, you expected something and then it kind of turned on you. So they re-released on the Virtual Console several games, you know, Pinball Land included. But after that, Kirby's Dream Collection, Special Edition for the Wii. But again, I mean, you can only re-release something so many times.
Tell that to Sega.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, if you look at, so the Dream Collection, and then after that, before we get to, you had Triple Deluxe, right? Did you play Triple Deluxe?
So
that's from this year. 2013, he had nothing.
Yes. Did play Triple Deluxe. If I could sum it up, it's essentially Return to Dreamland for the 3DS.
Right.
It's not at all bad, but if you've played Return to Dreamland, you're not going to be impressed by it.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like everything is just a rehash. They need to do...
There's some abilities I like in here, like the clown ability. What was the other one? I'm drawing a blank on it, but there was some nice abilities. It just wasn't challenging at all for the collectibles. I don't know if you go for those or not, but
well, when I did, it's not like I got any kind of satisfaction.
Yeah, unfortunately, I completed it and moved on. But
So before we talk about the future for Kirby, I just want to go over some of the stats that he carries. So since he first appeared in Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby has always been received very positively.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo Power listed Kirby as their 19th favorite hero.
19th? There's 18 better than him?
Commenting that he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. And that's from Nintendo Power.
I think I remember that article, actually.
Yeah, nice. Kirby ranked second on top 10 Super Smash Bros. Characters on Game Daily's website.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Then we also had... Games Radar had him listed as the most lovable blob.
That's okay. That's kind of a stretch.
Calling him one of the cutest things to appear in a Nintendo game.
Okay.
That's weak. All right. IGN top 10 veteran Super Smash Bros. Characters. He was ranked 6th on that one.
Mm.
Which is fine, IGN.
Yeah.
And then we had... what was the last stat? Oh. Cheat Code Central has Ninja Kirby listed as the 9th top ninja in video games.
Ninja Kirby is pretty awesome.
He is.
He's very awesome. I look forward to that ability every
time. Yeah, when you get that one.
Yeah. That you and know the hammer, you're like, I'm holding on to these.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a bank.
I need Ninja Kirby and Smash Brothers, now that I think about it.
I wish there was a way for us to get powers that Kirby has that aren't based off other characters in the game.
Especially, like, I know I'm kind of jumping ahead, but, like, when you're looking at Mega Man, like, he's got all kinds of abilities. Like, Mega, I mean, Kirby should be able to, you know...
Yeah, it's not like when you play as Mega Man in Smash, you're going to have to kill an enemy to get it.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that's maybe something they've thought about.
They need to do something. Yeah. They need to make it so... I don't know, even just, like, items he can absorb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somebody throws a baseball bat, or there's a baseball bat on the ground, and I swallow it, I think something should happen.
Yeah. I mean, it would any other time.
Yeah.
You're right.
But we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Kirby cartoon when it came out?
No.
No. I was sorely surprised.
You liked it?
Yes and no.
I don't like the voice acting.
Well, that's the thing. The first episode, I'm like, wait a minute. Kirby's a baby or something? Like, he can't... I really thought, like... Because Kirby's Adventure, when I was 5, that was my second NES game. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And so all this time, I'm like, okay, Kirby's just, like, Kirby's cool. Yeah. Then I watched the first episode of his cartoon. I'm like, he's an idiot. He's just a baby, and Meta Knight tells him what to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, isn't Meta Knight bad? But I watched a few episodes of the cartoon, and it's, you know, it was okay, but I was just bewildered that he was just...
His manga is actually better than anything.
I hope.
So I would, if, you know, if you want something to check out that, as far as media-wise, like, mm-hmm. entertainment value, like, the manga's much more, it's more violent, where the cartoon was odd. It was odd.
I just never got that impression through the Kirby games that he was like that. There's no reason for me to believe that he has no talking intelligence.
Yeah.
But I guess not many Nintendo characters talk, apparently.
That's true.
So.
Alright, so E3, obviously, just happened. Or, you know, as far as Nintendo's conference.
Yeah, right.
So what did they talk about? Because I haven't got a chance.
Well, they started off with Smash Brothers.
I would hope so. I'm going to watch it later on the Wii U.
Mii is a playable character. It's actually very interesting because...
I don't want that.
You have three kinds of Miis that you can be. A brawler, a shooter, or a swordsman. And you can pick what attacks you want for that Mii. Mm. I think it's cool.
Do they have legs and everything?
Yeah, they've got legs. And yeah, I mean, they're well done and well thought out. They're not just, you know, just in there just to be in there.
But they still have big old heads.
Yeah, I feel like they're appropriately scaled, though.
Okay.
They don't look too wild. Let's see. What else did they show today? I already talked about the Kirby Rainbow Course. They did show gameplay for Yoshi's Yarn, which is now Yoshi's Woolly World. Wow. That's hard to say.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
Woolly World, which is Epic Yarn Yoshi.
Oh.
Which, that looks really good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You won't be able to die. What if you won't be able to die?
I'm not sure. It looks like I can die.
Okay.
So, I didn't see... Like, there's no Baby Mario or anything, so I'm not sure exactly where that's going, but they showed up for about 10 minutes, so it was worth a look.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm
not a big Yoshi guy like you, though. Even though it is... I do like that course in Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. The Yoshi course.
They talked about their figurines.
They did.
Yes.
Is there a Kirby one?
They did not show Kirby, but Smash Brothers will be the first game to use it, where essentially, like, if you have a Link figure, that Link, your Link will be different from my Link because you can level up your Link by either fighting it or having it fight the computer.
Hmm.
And you can customize different...
if you have the figure.
Yes, you can customize different abilities with it.
Where do you put the figure?
Right on the gamepad, on the little left corner, where there's that little white space. You just kind of touch it and it reads it.
Okay.
They did say it would also be used in Mario Party 10.
It doesn't really...
Mario Kart 8 is actually going to use it, which is interesting. They didn't expound on that, but sounds like that's going to be their form of DLC.
Okay.
It is releasing this holiday, so they showed about 12 figures, which were pretty much all Smash Brothers.
Okay, so no Kirby.
No, I don't remember seeing a Kirby.
It's odd.
I don't remember. But
so if I don't have the figures, I don't level up. Obviously,
the figures are. Let's see. Did you ever play in Sonic Adventure like with the Chows?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember on the Dreamcast, like, you could take the memory card out and walk around?
Right.
I would look at it that way. Like, if I was to come over to your house...
Like a manometer.
Yeah, if I was to come over to your house, I'd be like, hey, you want to fight my Link and see what I've done with
it? But if I don't have a figure, am I handicapped?
No. You, personally...
I just get owned?
Well, I don't... It depends on how well I've trained my... I feel like there's kind of a Pokemon...
They should have done this with Pokemon.
I think they're still going. Well, they did kind of with that Rumble U, but I think that was kind of the idea. Hmm. It's not a bad concept, I don't think.
No, I have no issue. Like when Skylanders first came out, I was all on board.
Mm-hmm.
We got all of them.
Yeah.
Disney Infinity I played. More anxious for 2.0 than I was for the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is coming out. And then in my head, I'm like, how are other companies going to be able to do this? Because everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. Sony can't. We saw what happened with...
I think the problem with, like, Nintendo's... With Nintendo's concept, you won't be rebuying characters. Because once I buy Mario, I can use him in Smash Brothers and Mario Kart and in Mario Party.
No, no, I get that.
So I don't know if anybody else can really follow that unless that division's willing to say, okay...
Then how does it remain profitable if you don't have new waves? New characters, I guess.
Besides, I guess it's kind of reverse. They're hoping that the figurines will prompt you to buy the game. Which... I could probably say I'd be inclined to that.
In Mario Party?
Well, I love Mario Party anyway.
Oh, but now you get to play as your level 50 Mario. That doesn't do anything.
Well, we don't know.
But he has an orange hat.
An orange hat?
Yeah, that's what you customized it.
What blasphemy are you speaking? There's no... No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to know
what... Oh, I get to have a Luigi figure.
Oof.
Yes.
That's a joke.
It's going to be good.
That's a joke.
This is going to be really good.
Well, I mean, I wish them the best of luck. I mean, I might buy the figures just for, you know, to put on my desk.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll take part in the whole leveling up thing. Depends on what figures.
Yeah.
Like, what, do they have Wii Fit Trainer on there?
Wii Fit Trainer was there. Dante
a figure?
Kong. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Is that awesome or not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but why wouldn't she be? She's in the game.
Okay.
I think
there had to be a Kirby figure.
There might have been. I just overlooked it.
He's little. He's shorter than all the rest.
I could have missed it.
He might have been swallowed.
You're taking that pretty hard, the Wii Fit Trainer.
That's just... I don't like the addition of that character.
Oh, I love it. It's Zero Suit Samus. Just without weapons.
A little bit more robotic.
Okay, you can be the male trainer.
I'm alright.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how this goes, but... So we'll launch for holiday...
Yes, it will launch for holiday.
Well, so. I wish them the best, but most likely I will be getting Infinity 2.0 over that. Even though I don't like the way Venom looks, but...
Is it the, it's not the Eddie Brock Venom, is it?
No, it's Eddie Brock, but they just, the art style, he's, very swollen.
Like, McGargan?
But then he has little legs. Yeah. It's kind of odd. But we'll see where this goes. What do they call that? What do they call the toys? There's like an abbreviation.
What, for Nintendo?
Yeah.
Amiibo.
Okay.
They called it Amiibo. I'm not sure where Amiibo? They got the name or why. Yeah.
Okay. They're not the best with names, Nintendo. Let's be honest.
What was it? What was the Kirby name?
Oh, yeah.
Twinkle
Popopo.
And what was that Mario one that you like completely... blew my mind with.
Oh, before Jumpman? I don't know. Nintendo's wild.
Yeah, they are.
They're a little off base with their... with the American...
Yeah.
...groups.
But no, I look forward to some more Kirby games. Like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to the next one. Seems like it... My guess is we probably won't be getting any more for the 3DS. Just looking at...
Yeah.
The history, we don't get too many iterations on a system, so unless they plan to do some type of pinball.
They might?
Oh, boy. Yeah, because I guess it has been a while since you've had a pinball Kirby.
It's true.
I don't need any of that. But
3D pinball.
Give me a dream course, too. But, so...
Well, awesome. I think Kirby was a good choice. I wish I got to play more Kirby games growing up.
Well, that's why you had the Virtual Console.
But I was more Sega-y than Nintendo during most of that time. Well, thanks for listening to the Liquid Gamer Podcast. I hope everybody had a great E3.
Yes.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at The Liquid Gamer, and you can also find the show on Facebook. We gave away some shirts. You guys missed
Sweet.
It. We gave away a bunch of shirts.
Hmm.
They were cool.
How come I don't have a shirt?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You only
I think after getting a C, I should probably get a shirt.
Didn't get a C. 70's not a C.
What? It is in grade school.
Not in private school.
Okay. Wow.
You're doing private school rules.
You're just looking away to win.
No, that's what it is.
No. No, I deserve a... Okay, in today's society, you need to encourage me by giving me a reward, even if I came in last.
I don't like today's society.
Fine.
All right, well, again, thanks for listening. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante.
And everybody have a great Kirby day.
Yes.
Good gaming.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
At Metro, the best deal in wireless is on. Switch to Metro and get one full Amazon Prime membership included every month. Plus, get two free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens. All with two lines for just $90. That's the best deal in wireless, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires porting of eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.